Cooking with Claude, we're making sausage and cranberry quiche. It's like the savory and the sweet all mixed into one. It sounds so good, Mom. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm doing good. So for all of you who don't know, we had to call my mom on her cell phone today because she's cooking and golfing at the same time.
Golfing with Steve Roach.
Yeah, at Fairchild Wheeler. Yes.
Yep, taking a lesson.
We love Steve. Hi, Steve. So glad you're there.
Hi, Melissa.
Oh, my gosh, you can hear me, Steve. Hi. So glad you're there. So I won't interrupt your golf lesson too long because I know you have to go, Mom. But this was such a great recipe. We ate it a couple nights ago for dinner. Tell us, how do we make your sausage and cranberry quiche?
Okay, so you start with the Jimmy Dean sausage, if you could get it with the sage in it. If you can't get it with the sage in it, because most of the time that's only around for Thanksgiving and Easter when turkeys and stuffings are out, stock up on it when you find it. So anyway, then you...
Mom, I knew this was going to happen. I said to her, Mom, do you have good service at the golf course? Mom, are you there? Oh, no, Christian, don't worry. She didn't hang up. It's just that she has horrible service at the golf course. She did hang up? She hung up on us? Mom, what in the world? I make all these arrangements to make sure that we could still talk to you while you're on the golf course, and you hang up the phone. Well, Christian's going to call her back. Well, let me tell you this. So Mom used the Jimmy Dean sausage with sage, if possible. I could tell you she also used eggs because it's a quiche, obviously. She did use, I think, dry cranberries, and she used the Pillsbury pie crust, if you've seen the in the where like the cookies are and everything, pie crust there. I don't know. Mom may have to make this one up, Christian. What do you think? Should we play something and go back to her? What do you think? Oh, really? Mom, are you really there?
I'm really here.
What
I'm
in
here,
the world so. Are you doing?
I've been sitting right here in your ramp. I don't know where you went, but you're good. But I'm not moving.
For the record, anyway. I knew this was going to happen. Okay, so, all right.
Okay,
so you have the Jimmy Dean sausage.
Anyway,
okay, go on.
Yes, with the onion, about like a quarter of a cup of onion, half a cup of onion. And then you pan fry those two things together. In the meantime, I just get the Pillsbury pie crust, put that on your pie, and while that's frying up in the pan, you put your Monterey Jack cheese, about 3/4 cup on the pie shell. And then you add, once your sausage and onions are done, you add your cranberries, which is about 3/4 cup, more or less, whatever you like. Then you add all that when it's cooked to the pie shell with the Monterey Jack cheese. Then in a separate bowl, you do 3 eggs and 1.5 cups of half and half. Beat those together, pour it over the top, and bake it. And you could bake it like I made one a little lighter, I made one a little more cooked. But boy, my family went through the whole quiche in one sitting.
How long do you bake it for and what temperature?
I bake it at 350 for like, about a half an hour, 45 minutes until it gets like golden brown. And then you let it sit for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
If you want it a little darker, then you can, cook it a little longer. But I just put it in there and I check it like every half hour, 45 minutes, and then if it looks golden brown, perfect. If not, cook it a little longer.
And then how much of the cranberries and how much of the cheese?
I see. Preheat oven to 375 for 45 minutes. So,
okay.
Yeah.
375 for 45 minutes. Okay. I know this was this is your really good friend down the street who gave you this recipe, and you tried it like on a whim and it was so good. So you got the recipe.
So
yeah. You got the recipe in front of you, Mom. How much of the dried cranberries?
3/4 cup.
Okay. And then how much of the cheese?
1.5 cups of the shredded Monterey Jack cheese.
Okay. That sounds amazing.
And then the 3 eggs and 1.5 cups of half and half together.
Simple enough.
I mean, it's just amazing.
No, it was really, really good. And what I liked about it was, so my husband and I are doing keto, as all of you guys know. We just took left the crust for my sisters and my dad, who are obsessed with the crust. So they got extra crust and we ate it without it. And it was totally keto because it was just eggs, protein, and a little sweetness from the cranberry. It was like that nice blend of savory and sweet. It was really nice.
Yeah. And I must have said, onion a ton of times, and Dad still ate it.
Yeah, because Dad's weird about that stuff. I know, but it was really good. Yeah. It was really, really nice. Yeah, and you could have that as just a meal. You could have it for breakfast. You could have it as a side dish because you made corned beef with a side of quiche. It was delicious.
And then I made vegetables, and then I served the quiche on the side.
Yeah, it was really good. Now, did you bring any quiche to Steve, who I can hear carting you around right now?
Oh, I should have.
That's okay.
That's home. I'll just drop some off.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, luckily, Fairchild Wheeler's right in your backyard, so literally you could just walk it over. It's not a big deal.
Maybe I could get on there cooking here and just do quiches and send them out.
There you go. All right. Well, I don't know, Steve, if I helped you at all. I probably just, you know, handed my mom over to you now for employment, so you've got to deal with that. So I'm going to leave that on you. In the meantime, Mom, thank you so much. I'm sorry that we lost service, or I don't know what in the world happened.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Mom, it's okay. You know what? You are a busy woman.
Happy Father's Day to all those dads out there.
Thank you. That's why you're doing a golf lesson right now, because you're going to golf with Dad on Sunday, right?
Golf with Dad on Sunday, if I could get up.
Such a good wife. Goals.
That's right.
I tell you, goals. I love it. All right, Mom. Well, I'll see you on Father's Day.
Love you, baby.
All right. Love you, too. That is my mom, everyone.